Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. This is the Live Events. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed, the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone, and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality info, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or hosts. We remind all of our listeners, KV and Mtor, ladies and gentlemen, the host, Colin Knox.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition
of Night Zone Radio Live.
I'm your host, Colin Knight, and tonight, returning to the shadows of the Night Zone, psychic medium David Baker taking your call. Our guest tonight is a psych medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and past overlords.
David Baker, psychic medium. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a strange echo I had tonight as we started up the show. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. Tonight, of course, our good friend David Baker is back with us taking your calls. Great big shout out to the Calgary Brickies, much better half. Glad you found the show on the dial. It's been a while. Huge hello to our listeners in British Columbia, Canada. And a happy birthday to Judy in Texas, a Canadian transplant. Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. And let's not forget our listeners in Calgary headquarters for the Night Zone radio show. We appreciate all of your families tuning in. And for all of our Night Zoners around the world, we do truly, truly appreciate you. And lastly but not least, Laurie from Washington, who has been online holding for David for the last 8 or 9 minutes. Laurie, welcome to the show. We will get to you as quickly as we can. Now, before we get to David, I would like to throw a quick shout-out to the team over at UFODigest.com. These guys do an absolutely remarkable job at reporting all kinds of events. Now, if you ever get the chance, you go over to UFODigest.com. You tell them that the Night Zone sent you, sign up, get their newsletter, and just kick back and read what they tell you on a daily, weekly basis. It is absolutely amazing. And no, they are not paying for this little commercial blip. That's totally free because they are quality. It's always a pleasure to welcome back David Baker, another piece of quality. David is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides and angels and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love and healing and sometimes even forgiveness. David is a certified medium, an angel therapy practitioner under Doreen Virtue, Dr. Doreen Virtue, I should say, PhD. And I do see David up online. Good evening, David. Welcome back to the Night Zone, sir.
Good evening, Colin. It's wonderful to be back again, and you always speak so eloquently about everything. It's just a pleasure to be here.
Well, David, you know, the truth is really easy to speak. And when I have somebody of your quality, sir, I don't have to fluff it up because it's all there. You know, Dave, I've had some really strange happenings in my life of the last couple of weeks. Many of them very good fortune, but a few of them negative. Can spirits be affecting this mortal world?
We have free will. So basically, nothing can really interfere with us because we're protected by our Creator. But you know, a lot of people, when we speak things, it's like a prayer. We're speaking them into existence. Every thought and feeling that we have, every intention everything that we do, it creates certain things. And, you know, many people talk to angels, spirits, or whatever to help them with such and such. And I'm just saying that there's a great possibility to a certain extent that there could be spirit interference through free will, or there could be like lower level entities or like ghosts, for example, that interfere in people's business. So I'd have to say that's a possibility, yes.
Right. Because recently, over the last month and a half, I've had objects in the house, bric-brac moved around, photographs appearing on the floor in the house that were in an album weeks earlier. My telephone rang, and I answered it, and all there was static and a broken voice. It was weird. My BlackBerry cell changed date and time 3 times last week. So I don't know. A few weeks ago, I tried to do a show with Nita Hickok, and the complete show was a technical meltdown. And I'm just wondering, could the spirits or negative entities be at work here?
That's funny you should ask, because for a different reason, for the last 10 days, I had some interference in my house, and my friend did, but I'll tell you that in a little bit. But as you were speaking, what you were saying just now, I hated to tell you, but yes, see, that's the rare influence of things that could possibly happen. If somebody is dealing in spirit rescue, removal, demonology, exorcism, any of those types of fields, naturally, anybody that has anything to do with it will be affected. And Nita Hickok is an expert of 30-some-odd years. She knows all the ins and outs and what she has to do. But simple ghost investigators have entities that do follow them to their home from time to time. Now, being that she was on there, and some things that she did recently were very interesting, but there's always that dark force that's trying to combat these type of people any way they can get them, including through a venue like you are bringing the word out there, and that's kind of like going against them. And definitely, I believe that that's a cause of all that interference there, and they're trying to, you know, they try to scare people, intimidate them. And I believe that's also what's going on in your home. And I can tell you a couple of stories of, you know, how I know that, including on a show, maybe it was your show, somebody called in and said that 666 was showing up on his cell phone and some scary stuff was happening. And I asked him if he was delving in demonology. He said, no, his wife was. She's learning it. So, you know, yes, definitely for sure.
Well, you know, we in the Night Zone, we go through a lot of products here looking for our guests, and we do come across a lot of dark individuals that we do speak with to see if we can fit them into our show mantra. And I guess it's possible that I have attracted a negative spirit. Do you ever encounter, during your sessions, David, do you ever encounter fallen soldiers or people that are lost abroad that have come home trying to get to their families?
Yes, a couple of times I have, for certain. I've even been areas where there was battle and where there have been war-type people hanging around as well. Yes, I've had, I think not too long ago, somebody, and this was somebody in spirit, though, not as a ghost, that passed away in Iraq. And I didn't know anything about this person until I started seeing stuff, and then that's how he died, and he's okay. But then I went to these people that own a convalescent home in Colma, where there's lots and lots of graves, South San Francisco. They owned the home for several years, and many people died in the old folks' home there, and they called me in, and they had a lot of ghosts there, and one of them was a veteran soldier, and he didn't want to leave because he was guarding the place. Mm-hmm. I managed to send some of them to the light, but they all didn't want to go.
Right. The reason I ask is well, I mentioned the photographs showing up in the strangest of places outside of their albums. And one of them was a buddy of mine that was in the British Army, and he died in the Falklands. And it just kind of, you know, just kind of caught me off guard, and that kind of set me back a little bit. And then, of course, all of these other things were happening, and I'm just wondering whether he's trying to pass a message.
They have called after-death communications. I deal with it all the time. And you look and see how you feel about things happening around your house. And if anything that is bad, that's not good, that doesn't feel good, that's those outside influences, although I'd like to think that they were just messing with your radio station. The things on the inside, they will try to get a message across to you in any particular way they can, you know, including through moving things. And right. That's a good example of after-death communication of your buddy stopping by to say hello.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what the hell he wants, because I owe him $20, eh? So.
Well, with interest. I doubt he's
with
worried
interest,
about that
no
now.
Doubt.
Because
no,
the foreigner spirit is... because
no,
they,
I'm just,
they're
I'm
that,
just being facetious.
Oh, that's all right.
Just being,
you know,
just being facetious, David. I tell you what. Normally, we would hold off the calls for a little while longer while we got into some more discussion. But the lines are lighting up, and there's a young lady out there from Washington that I had the pleasure of speaking to before the show, and she dialed in about 8 minutes before the show, David. That's how important it was for her to be able to speak to you. So I'm going to open up Laurie's phone line, Laurie. From Washington, good evening. I believe your line is open and you are on the air.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for David?
Yes, I do. I'd like to know if I'm going to be speaking with my son anytime soon. He hasn't spoken to me for about 8 years, and then he joined the Navy, and he's, you know, in Virginia Beach now. And I'm wondering... And recently, he also donated bone marrow, you know. And I'm wondering, you know, should I go down there? Should I make a trip down there and see if he'll speak to me? Or what should I do to try to get in contact with him again? Because there's, like, a big misunderstanding. And, his father tries to keep us apart.
Yes. That's totally understandable, but no... Love is eternal, and it knows no barriers. And love is the most powerful energy there is, because our Creator is total love, and love is very powerful, and love can overcome anything. And things in life get in the way. But when you rise above that, and you really want to go see your son because you love him so much and you want to clear things up, and you're proud of him and what he's doing, and you miss him, you know, it'd be really special for him after this time of you being apart, to where not only is he empty, but you can actually get a healing from this. And I actually feel very good about that. I think that's a wonderful plan. Try in any particular way you can get a hold of him. And I think specifically in person, it would you would come all the way there to see him. And to tell him that you love him and you want to explain something to him to clear things up, I'm sure he'd be really happy and proud to see you. And I'm speaking psychically that I feel that it'll work out.
So
Laurie, let me just interject this as a layman, just as Joe Blow on the side here.
Okay.
I experienced pretty well the same thing as you have. And I lost contact with one of my children for a number of years. And by the time the contact was remade by their hand, the stories that they were told about me, you would think I was Lucifer reincarnated.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't let the exes insecurity and hate get in the way of your love of your children. Trust me.
Okay.
And I hope that helped. And good luck in your quest. Let us know in the next couple of weeks, next month, what actions you've taken, Laurie. By all means, email the show, and I will pass them on to David. And, you know, we'll be there for you. And if you do need any further assistance, Laurie, I have you on mute right now just so I can talk to you. But if you do need any further assistance in that matter, contact David at his website, and he will help you through as psychically as he can. You know, so go for it that way. David, I have a question out of the virtual studio. And the gentleman would like to know, let me get to it here, what is belief? What do you anticipate belief to be?
What is belief?
Yeah, belief.
Belief is where a particular person grows up in society. You have to grow up somewhere. And we have to learn things from some source, from some teacher, which is one way. Another way is what our heart tells us and what we feel from our natural, innate sixth sense as well. So what you're taught, if it resonates with you, whatever it is that you're taught, you may believe that, and let's say there's a certain following, like in a religion or something like that, and if they teach you things that sound, you know, make sense to you, that feels good, then you have a strong belief in that, like a higher power, for example. Now, that's one way. Now, the other way is, like me, not only do I have a belief in a higher power, but that people go to a wonderful place when they pass over, I go a step beyond that. I know it, so I don't have to worry about belief. But as far as belief goes, that's my take on it.
Right. So what is the oldest spirit you've ever encountered, David? Do you have an age of a spirit that comes to mind?
As far as ascended master teacher spirits, some of them are thousands of years old, and as far as crossed over spirits that I'm meeting for loved ones, some of them are pretty old too, but as far as ones that have stayed up there, like your great-great-great-grandfather, for example, from the 1800s and never came back, I'd say that's probably the oldest one as far as that. As far as ghosts go, they go back further than that, but as far as crossover spirits, since the late 1800s, somebody hadn't been here.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering if there's a length of time that they have. Do you understand my point? And like the movie stars always claim that they're reincarnated of Cleopatra or Anthony or Alexander the Great or whatever. They're always famous people, right? And I'm wondering if spirits have a finite time frame, because I only hear Hollywood stars talk about Cleopatra and Caesar and Anthony and the likes. I never hear psychic mediums talking about ancient spirits, not masters, but ancient spirits making communication.
Yes, I've done that. I do not do past life regression like a hypnotist, but I do past life readings with people. And I've gotten different things that people were from different lives, but I have not, you know, from beggars to monks to wealthy people and so forth and so on, but nobody that you would see in the history books. And if anybody does go for a reading and say that you were, you know, Anthony or Cleopatra, Alexander the Great or something like that, then, you know, pick up your money and walk away, because that is actually very, very rare.
Right, right.
And there's no timeline.
They're probably the con artists of this world.
I would say so. And there's no timeline either. The spirit, see, they go by events over there and not time like we do. We're constrained to linear time, but they are not. So if somebody passed away, they could be up there for 30, 40 years if you compared it to our calculation, but only come back, you know, a short time later, or maybe 100 years later, their time when they're ready, but it's only been 30 years for our time, because they can step into any time that they want to come back. Their dynamics of how they do things are different than we do it here. It's rather hard to explain, but they don't run on time, and we do.
Right, right. With all of the recent terrorist actions around the world, David, do you have any unsettled spirits trying to make contact at all? Any unsettled battle spirits or non-American spirits?
I don't allow any of that in my home. I have very powerful blocking energy, but occasionally some do get through, but not ghosts, but spirits, you know, for other reasons. But I really don't have a ghost problem. But when I go different places occasionally and around people, I do, you know, if I'm relaxed and I'm kind of, if I'm thinking about a person and focusing on them, I start to see spirits around them sometimes. And yes, sometimes I do get that. Not as much as you would expect, but occasionally I do.
Right. Yeah. Do you ever have children attempting to pass messages to their parents or whatever?
Yes, I do, and I'm glad you brought that up. For all the mothers that may have had miscarriages, for example, at a reading I had, this lady was really in tears, and she didn't tell me anything. She just wanted to make contact with somebody. I told her I have a little boy, and she said yes. And I said the boy is 5 years old and passed messages and everything like that. Now, she said that he was never born, that it was a miscarriage, and I said, how long ago was it, about 5 years? And she said, yes. I said, okay, that's how I can identify. He showed me as 5 years had passed, this is what he would look like. So that's why he's doing it on purpose. You see what I mean? But he was actually fine.
Yep.
And, yes, so I do get children. I get animals. I get adults. I get celebrities. I get soldiers. I get beggars. I get all kinds of people. You name it. On the other side, they don't care who they were over here. They just want to pass a message.
Right. They're all equal. And we have some more phone lines lit up, David. So we're going to go to 626. Your first name, geographical location, please.
Hello.
Hello, 626.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. Your first name and geographical location, sir.
My name is Julian, and I'm calling from California.
Good man. Okay, California. Do you have a question for David?
Yes. I'm having a situation with a friend. I'm very worried about her. She's been going through a lot of troubles and situations. Her name is Brittany. We haven't spoken for a while. I was wondering if you can see what's going on between her and I, or what's her situation.
Yeah, I can't give you a specific situation, but I can see that there's a lot going on, personal stuff going on with her. And that's going to be going on for a little while yet, and I do not see an immediate connection for a little while with her. So it's kind of like a major issue and a lot of small issues that she's going through, but I don't want you to be afraid about the major issue. It's nothing to really worry about. It's something that she's trying to get through, and she does have some support, but I feel that a lot of it she's trying to shoulder her own self. It went her to, you know, contact her and approach her in a way that maybe does she need some support or anything like that. And that may help a little bit, but it still won't. I'm still not feeling a connection until she gets through some of this for a little while yet. Maybe somewhere around the holidays or before she may come around. You know what I mean? And I do see the situation eventually working itself out, that she's going to be okay.
Okay.
But right now, she just needs a little space because she's trying to get through some things, which some of them I can't really say. I'm not allowed to say on radio because of, you know, etiquette. And
right.
But overall, I'd say that, you know, if she wanted to get with you to make everything, you know, run smoothly with your help and all that, she would have done it. But I have a feeling that it's, and don't worry, it's not your fault. It has nothing to do with you. You didn't do anything wrong. It's just, I'm just feeling a distant type of issue and a local issue.
I see.
But I know that
does
she'll
that make sense
get to you? Out.
Does that make sense to you, Julie?
Yes.
And I see a reconciliation eventually.
Okay. Do you, you know,
okay.
When, I'm sorry.
Oh, within a couple
ahead,
of months, I say. I wish it could be sooner, but I'm saying within a couple
right.
of months.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck, my friend.
You too.
Thank you, California. Thank you, California. We appreciate your time. So Julian has a problem with a friend, and he's looking to see if there's some kind of way he can assist his friend. And you're saying give her a couple of months. Let her sort it out herself, and she'll come to him as soon as she's got it organized. Am I hearing that properly, David?
Yes, and I feel on that she's kind of like pushing away somebody that gets too close to her when she's involved, like she's really trying to do this on her own for the most part, you know, right now, but will accept some help and advice. So I'm thinking that right now is still a difficult time for her, but it'll resolve out and things will calm down a little bit later.
All righty. And I have a 724 up on the switchboard. 724, your first name, geographical location, please.
Hi, my name's Carol, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pennsylvania. How are you doing, Carol?
I'm doing okay, I think.
All righty. Do you have a question for David?
Yeah, I've had a lot of changes in my life in the last couple of years, and I'm just wondering if things are settling down. You know, what can you see? Anything?
Yes, I can see an awful lot. Boy, you got a lot of new plate. Am I right?
Well, it's
I can see monetary. I can see people. I can see health. Any of those particular issues that I'm seeing that you want to specifically focus on, because you have all those, been through all those issues. At least that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I've had many things, so I don't know. You know, I don't know what
okay.
you deal with.
Let me put this: the new year is going to bring about some positive changes for you. You're going to get a break from some stuff, and as far as financially, you have to be more alert to yourself for that, but know that you will, that will improve a little bit too. And another thing I want you to focus on is your health a little bit more, if I may say that. And I won't say any specifics on the air, ma'am. But you still are capable of getting those areas improved in yourself if you really want to, because you're a really nice person. You're a really nice person. I can feel that. And you like to enjoy life. And you, you know, you are kind to other people. But you're just overwhelmed a little bit in certain areas, which you need to pull the reins back on. And then I see, yes, for the coming year, I see some improvements pretty much almost all the way across the board for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you, Carol?
No. Yes, it's been a very trying couple of years, and, you know, but I, you know, in my heart, I know everything's going to be okay, because it always is. You know, everything works itself out. It's just, I guess when you're going through the change, it's difficult, you know.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, because you know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You just don't know how long that darn tunnel is.
You're darn right. That is absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
I do like to be right once in a while. Carol, thank you very much. I do appreciate your time, my dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Carol.
Left with you.
I think
and again, yeah, I think she's going to do fine. She sounds like she's got a heck of a good positive attitude, I've got to say. I, again, David, I think Carol said it best, you know, really, when... You know, she knows everything is going to be okay. She's just not quite sure how to navigate through that stuff. And that's a lot of people out there that, you know, they have the faith and they have the belief, but they're just not quite sure how to navigate the problems.
Yes, these are difficult times, and people are learning new ways to get through it. As far as health, stop going to McDonald's so much and eat some lettuce for a change. You may not like it, but if you live longer, stop going out to the movies and restaurants every week and cut back a little bit and you save a little bit more money. I mean, there's so many ways people can help themselves. And if they're looking for work, to you know, don't be the chipmunk. Be the bear. Get out there. Be the bull. Go out there and get that job. And you be the one that gets it. Don't let anybody, even with a positive, strong attitude, never quit, because we're not stuck in this forever. It's like being in a raging storm. Eventually it will subside, we'll be in beautiful sunshine, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, and that's always the problem, is that you can get consumed by the negativity or it just consumes you and you can't think straight. So I'm glad there are people like you out there, David, who can tap the spirit world and help people with their issues. And I remind everybody out there, Google David Baker. I don't even need to give you the site address, David Baker Psychic Medium. Go to his site, and if you need help, there are numbers there, there are email contacts there, where David can give you some help professionally and also personally, privately. However you want to put it together as a package, David will be there to help you one way or another. We have a 520 number up on the board. 520, you are on the air. Your first name, geographical location, please.
Hi, Sharon. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hello, Sharon from Arizona. And you have a question for David.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to a business. I'm going to a business meeting tomorrow, and I had told them that I would love to go to work for them. Do you see me getting, is there future employment with these people?
I see my psychic intuition saying that it's very feasible that you will be working with them pretty soon.
Wow, great.
I feel positive about that.
Great.
Now you are in Arizona, so you're 8:32 p.m. there?
It is. Yeah.
It is 8:32 p.m. So it's nice and early tonight, so you have to get to bed early. Get a good sleep so your brain is pounding properly. How about that?
David,
huh?
Can I ask you when you see them offering me work with them? Would it be in September or October?
Yeah, in a short period of time, just in a few weeks, in the very near future. Stay positive, stay strong, believe, do it, and you'll be there pretty soon.
Thank you.
Do not have any doubts. Go full steam ahead, I'm telling you. And I'll be with them in a few weeks.
Thank you,
okay,
David.
There you go.
Thank you for being positive.
Somebody's excited. I tell you what, Sharon, just put you on the mute right now, but tell you what, Sharon, after you've had your interview and after they've invited you to come work for them, send the Night Zone an email, let us know, or send David an email and let him know. And, you know, we like to measure our success rates. So I'd like to follow up on you and see if, in fact, that was the case, because that's very, very special to be able to measure and qualify when something like that is done. So good luck to you, Sharon. David's positive, and if David's positive, I see no reason why I shouldn't be, because David's the man. Right, David?
Yes, as long as she doesn't say, "Oh, I'm coming for you. You're wrong." You know, well, nothing to set in stone. You have free will, but I'm pretty accurate.
Right. And we do appreciate it. I tell you what, David, we're going to take a quick break right now. I've just moved up the clock. We are 55 minutes remaining of the show. So we'll stick around for another hour because we have lots to do. Numbers are reloading as we speak. So let's take a quick 2-minute pause for the calls, and we'll be back with more phone lines. How's that?
Awesome.
Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, King Hedentor,
David Baker, psychic medium, and we return.
The Aquarian Age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religions of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
We'll be right back.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287.
David Baker is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. David is a certified medium and angel therapy practitioner under Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium of the Night Zone, your host, Colin Nutt.
And we do have with us David Baker, a psychic medium. And David, lots of great calls tonight. A lot of people out there in trouble, not just financially or that, but I have noticed over the last few months that we've done this show with you, a lot of people looking for work or out of work.
Yes. In fact, I believe it was... Psychic Twins were just talking about the same thing, too, that, you know, a lot of psychics have been kind of busy when everybody else isn't, because everybody's calling them trying to find out if they're going to get some work or, you know, give them any tips or anything. And I even had a lady ask me about some numbers the other day, and I gave her some good numbers, but I was blocked for the rest. But she said the numbers I gave her came up. You know, she's trying to win some money, in other words, and I don't... You know, give those kind of readings. But, yes, a lot of people, a record number of people are calling about career. And usually relationship is the winner, but the career one seems to overwhelm the relationship questions recently. So you're totally right about that.
Well, you know, it just seems to me that in these real tough times that there are people that are not getting the support that we would hope that they would get. And I think they reach out. And Lone Wolf down in the virtual studio had a question that deserves to be asked right about this time. Is that there's a large number of shows that delve into the psychic or occult or other aspects of the unknown. Why do you think people are so interested in their past or their ancestors in the spirit sense?
The insatiable curiosity of the human being is normal, but I suppose it started with many different people in the past, including Hans Holzer, one of my heroes, that wrote lots of books on hauntings, ghosts, and spirits, and he got some mediums to start to work, and he spawned those ghost investigator groups and shows, and, you know, just started growing and growing and growing. And as more people are opening up to spirit, more new veil is thinning, more spirits are coming to get people's attention because more people are opening up to that. People are born with gifts. It's all over the media now. Our media is more convenient to see those things, and people are tired of, you know, war and murder and violence and all that, so they're going toward the paranormal side. And a lot of people in religions, some of them are limited in what they know, so they want to step outside the box and see if they can learn more other places. It's just very fascinating, and it's natural that people would want to know the answers, especially science has been in the news about quantum physics and other dimensions and things of that nature, and discoveries of planets around, you know, other solar systems they've discovered, and with UFOs visiting our planet. So the interest in the unknown has really grown in leaps and bounds in the last decade or two.
Right. Now, I'm just fielding a question from Spirit Baby. Now, I think we've had Spirit Baby before on the show. She can't call in, but she wants to type in her question. So we're going to wait for that. But before we do, 518 has been sitting up on the board waiting for a while. 518, you're on the air. First name, geographical location, please.
Hi, it's Allie. I'm in New York.
Okay, Allie, and you have...
Hi, Allie.
Well, let me say hi to you, Colin. Colin doesn't know me, but hi, David.
Hi, Allie. How you doing? Wonderful
hi,
for you to call in.
I've been stalking you privately. Don't tell your wife. Don't tell Cheryl.
I won't. Uh-oh. Okay.
Cheryl is probably standing right behind him with her hands on his shoulders.
Oh, absolutely. Wherever David is, she is. I just wanted to
Allie,
say hi to you, Dave.
Well, hi, Allie.
How's things going?
Beautifully. I've been busy. I have a little time off right now, and I'm trying to finish my book, some more chapters on my new book. But I spent all day on my website, so I've been kind of busy, but I'm getting there. And then here I am with Colin tonight, you know, talking to everybody, having a great time. So actually my time is filled always, but you know what they say about idle hands, it's the devil's workshop. But no, I'm busy doing everything every day, and I'm loving it.
I know. I've been watching you from afar, and of course, well, Colin doesn't know me, but hi, Colin. I'm Allie, and and I just wanted you to know, Dave, that I actually, you know, put in for your request to get you on Coast to Coast. See, so I do read your emails.
Yes, you do. And
yeah, I was just calling in to be supportive, like a good bra. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for
Coast to Coast with George Noory. God bless George.
Yeah. He's one day younger than me.
Yeah, I know David for quite a while, and David's been on my show, and I love David. David and I have to kind of get together and do a show soon, but he's a great guy, and I love listening to your readings, David. I listen. And, you know, so I was just calling in to say hi and give you a little surprise because I've been sort of busy and doing a lot of stuff on my own. And I actually wasn't going to be on BTR tonight, and I just happened to pop over, and then I saw that you were on, and I said, oh, my God, I have to call in and say hello. So I did.
Well, we're certainly glad you did, Allie. Thank you very much for your
And
time.
I love your accent,
Thanks.
Colin. Where are you from?
Oh, that's another story in itself, my dear.
Well, it's a beautiful accent, and David's a beautiful medium, and he's a good guy, and I'm very happy. I'm watching David move up the ladder of success, and of course we have a mutual friend, a medium comedian, who's been hiding out. So.
Oh yeah.
Well, excellent, Allie. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your time.
Thank you,
Thank you, Allie.
Great luck with everything. And, yeah, Dave, catch up with me on Facebook.
All right, or I'll give you a call.
Okay, love. Okay. Bye, right. Colin. Thanks for letting me call in.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Cindy.
Yeah, that's great. Good to hear good friends and good people. And obviously, David, you have quite the fan out there in New York City. And I see we are getting some bouncing on the system here, which is kind of interesting, David, but we're still working on it. Spirit Baby, remember this one that was talking in? Let's have a look here. I've recently been... Well, just hold on. Let me just back up a little bit. I would like to know, will my friend ever speak to me again? And what is his true feelings about me? We were in an argument several months ago and had not corresponded since. I have recently seen him online on Windows Live Messenger. This is the first time that I am seeing him on Windows Live. I would also like to know why is he on Live, and is he waiting to communicate with me? My name is Helen, and I'm from Maryland.
Well, Helen, thank you for the question. I won't exactly say what he's up to because it's against what I do to psychically spy on other people. You know, it's their business, not mine, without permission. But I do not feel a reconnection of the energy. I feel that this gentleman has moved on and is his energy is busy in another area, and I don't feel that you're involved in it at this particular time, or I don't see it in the near future. And that's pretty much what I'm getting, and I hope that helps you in some way.
Well, and I can't get a feedback from Spirit Baby because he's just in text only in private. So I'll wait for the feedback to see if that helps her at all, David. Now, I see that we have a gentleman down in the virtual studio that's, quite interesting. He's had some experiences. He doesn't believe in life after death, which I find interesting for him to be on the Night Zone. But I just wonder if, David, as you climb this ladder, because most certainly you are one of the busiest psychics around. So I'm just wondering, David, as you climb, are you experiencing resistance from other psychic operators, other psychic mediums, or is it a band of brothers?
I have a great deal of them as friends that I know personally, and a lot that I know through, for example, Facebook or other areas. And the feeling there, I think, is more of support, patting each other on the back and wishing each other well and supporting each other, and sometimes referring clients to them back and forth, or one asking another questions when they're stuck. I haven't encountered anything negative that I can feel. They've all been beautiful, wonderful, and supportive. And if they felt otherwise, I haven't seen it.
Yeah. While I remember, let me get this quick blurb in. If anything we say tonight resonates with our audience and sounds in accord to anyone, pass your information to those that matter. Have your friends or family listen to tonight's show through the archives if necessary. And contact David or the Night Zone so we may experience your story and possibly assist you. We'll give you the emails and all that kind of stuff, and you know how to find the Night Zone. My God, it's easy to find us nowadays. And David, just Google David Baker, and he'll pop up all over the place.
May I
mention
something?
David Baker. Yeah, sure, by all means.
I worked for several hours. I've been trying to finish my website update and change, which I should be done with tomorrow, and I can get back to my book. But I worked for several hours on my links page for a specific reason. People can go to the website and go to my FAQ, facts, answers, and questions page, you know, for common questions to get an answer immediately. But on my links page, on the left column all the way down, people need a demonologist, a healer, or a tarot reading, horoscope, any of that. I have links for that on one side, and then I have books on the other column, which will answer people's questions about developing psychic abilities, mediumship, healing, tarot cards, Ouija boards, astrology, numerology. I put as much stuff on there as I could because I get asked so much, where can I find out what book, this or that. So I hopefully was fruitful today and put a lot of good stuff on there. So if people want to search for something and they can't find it, I've put some hard-to-find books and links on my links page on my website. Yeah. Hopefully that'll help them.
Okay. So, yeah, so it sounds like there's a plethora of information out there for them to dig into. So it's good. Go to David's website at Google, like I say, David Baker. It's real easy. And you know, go have a look around and have a check on that. David, when you was with us in July of last year, I'm gonna strike your memory here. I'll give you a little hint in a few minutes. But you hit me with a statement which I never saw coming, and one that had a really, really deep impression on me. And I'm going to play a little bit of last July's show because I want people to understand where our connection comes in. How about that?
I think that'd be awesome.
Okay, hold on a second.
And if you don't mind me going off track a little bit, do you have, there's a strong male spirit behind you with a fairly good personality for sure. Strong personality that's behind you tonight, Colin.
Definitely.
Okay, this gentleman here, that's what I'm getting. And he's on this, was he a technical or analytical type personality? Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay, that's why I suggested that. And he seemed to be a person, an ordered person. Does that make any sense? Just kept showing up and I kept visual. I don't know what you look like. I've never seen a photograph of you, but I'm getting your energy, and this male was persisting for maybe an hour now, so I decided, okay, I'll go ahead and mention it. Why did they come through? They wanted to say hello and let you know that they are around, that you've been thinking about a lot of these things, and there's something in you that you have an above-average ability that you know, and maybe you don't have time to focus on it a lot, but there's signs that they're saying that they sent to you that you have acknowledged, and they're just validating it by showing up on your show today, and they also got to be on your show.
Wow, spot on, David. Spot on.
Pressure piled on them is what I'm getting, that they could not see past it, and it manifested so deep to the point that they didn't realize what they were doing, and they wish they could have not done it because they placed a big burden on you and family, and they're really, really sorry for it. And I'm getting a word, he's saying closure. He wants closure to get past that, and deep apologies. And this person is really close to you.
Welcome to the Shadows
of the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
Now, I'm sure you remember that statement, David. And since that show, I've got to tell you that I continue to get emails from friends telling me what they got from those statements on the show about the spirit visiting me. Apparently, this not only happened to me, but others who shared the loss of this person. These interactions with the spirit seem to be getting more intense. And I have to tell you, and this is the first time I've said it on the air, a couple of days ago, it was 5 years since that spirit passed. Do you sense anything now, David? Do you sense anything with me?
Yes. I sense more of a peace in his energy now, more of a peace that he's able to get on. And I feel that he was very active, and that is not only with you, but with those, as I believe I heard that I said, that he caused issues with a great deal of people, and it's not just your direct family, but I mean a great deal of people around in his life. And so it wasn't just you that he came to that was wanting forgiveness, but if I hadn't said it then, and if any of them are listening now, listen later, he's asked the same question of them as well to understand that if he had a chance to think about it, you know, to see, know what would have happened, that it would have been different.
Right.
But when people get to that point, they're usually incapable of asking for help they just go too deep into the darkness, and then that's it.
Right. Yeah, and that makes perfectly sense. Let me just throw out the number here while I remember. 347-324-3287. If you'd like a reading from David, and if there's any spirits that are out and about around you, by all means, you call in 347-324-3287 as we head into the final 30 minutes of the show. We previously chatted, David, with Eileen Smith from the Path of the White Rose Center and 12angel.com, and she's also a graduate of Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD. Both of you have a very strong sense of purpose. Is this from your teachings, or is this part of your natural gift?
It's part of my natural gift. I've always been a loyal type personality, very compassionate, soft-hearted person, and, you know, dedicated to whatever I do naturally. But what really helped that more, what helped propagate that more, was perhaps my military service and a number of other experiences I've had. In addition to Dr. Doreen Virtue, for example, they teach us very well to, you know, if you're going to do it, put your heart in it 100% and give it your best, you know, to everybody. Always be in service. I've been taught that over and over again. And that's what I'm here to do. I wouldn't be doing it if it was anything less than, you know, me going into it 100%. And perhaps everybody's different, you know, but that's just the way I am. I love doing this.
So, and clearly, this, you're not in this for the money. I mean, it's in this particular business and in the psychic realm, it takes a lot to make money. So you must love the game, so to speak. You must love the ability to be able to help people. Otherwise, I can't imagine that you would be in it.
Well, I do get paid for services, but I'm saying a great deal of what I do, I do it, you know, I'm just doing it to give back.
Out of love. Yeah, exactly. A question out of the virtual studio, David. Do you seek out the spirits, or do they seek you out?
Oh, it could work either way. If I'm meditating, I might want to seek out a specific spirit for a specific reason. If I'm going in a particular area and I want to see what's going on in that area, I'll focus in, I'll tune in and see what's going on there. It doesn't matter if it's a ghost or you know, crossover spirit, whatever. And then there's times, you know, I shut myself down, because if you don't shut yourself down, it's like you're sitting in a crowded movie theater all the time, all these people talking to you, and you can't do anything. So you learn to turn it down. And I've learned that for many years, very strongly turned down. However, no matter what, if a spirit wants to get through to me for something, they will. And I've had that happen several times. And as I spoke up earlier during the beginning of the show, for the last 10 days, I had a spirit come in my house, started messing around. And I said, what's going on? And I saw, I wanted to see who it was, and they were kind of like, I got a blonde-haired person. That's what I got. But I couldn't see him clearly, and I felt that they were crossed over but healing, but desperately trying to get the word through at the same time. So their energy, they weren't completely healed yet, so their energy was kind of like phasing in and out. And I was able to get, and I couldn't tell, male, female, blonde-haired person there. And what happened, the first thing that happened was a loud bang on my dining room table when I was, you know, at nighttime when I'm in the front, my wife's in the back, nothing fell on the dining room table. 2 days later, my stereo system comes on by itself, but it was set for radio. But the CD player came on instead, and it actually turned on the CD, which is impossible, and it started playing some angelic music that I had. Then 2 days later, the TV came on by itself, and the paranormal show came on, like, what's going on? So things were happening to me, and I even had my sleeve tugged and my head stroked and a lot. My friend has had things going on at his house the same time it started at my house. Then he just found out that this friend that he has, that he knew when he was younger and had a relationship with, I gave her a reading before, and she also called in the show. I don't remember which one. And then she just passed away. About the same time, the activity started going on. So since I talked to them on the phone about her and everything like that, now all the activity has suddenly ceased. So, see, there's so many reasons why that could happen.
Right. I think I may have told this story before on the show, but it seems when I'm under stress, I do sense the presence, under stress or in the kitchen. I know it sounds weird, but I do sense the presence of my mother. Well, at least the smell of her perfume or a quick slap of the back of my hair from behind. She was a short little thing, so she used to have to waft my head with her hand to try and get my attention sometimes. Are these just residual thoughts of love, or could it be a true manifestation of some form of spirit from other plane of existence?
Well, we do think of our loved ones often, but it's common to have what I call ADC, after-death communication. They can take many forms. A woman was about to go in for a very serious operation. She hadn't heard from her deceased mother for 10 years. She suddenly showed up in the bedroom as an apparition and told her that the operation is going to be okay, she's going to be with her, and she's going to be safe. On the lesser note, somebody has a lot of stress at the office and they're really just about to burst, and they smell their father's pipe tobacco in the kitchen, they start thinking about them. And then suddenly they feel more at ease. That is them coming to you to support you, to give you love, and to get you through whatever you're getting through or to comfort you. So I'm definitely getting that, yes, that was her. That was not your imagination.
And I guess by doing that, that is their method of just saying, hey, we're here, we understand you're trying to cook again, which my mother used to just cringe every time I got into the kitchen because I could cook, but boy, did I leave a mess. So I used to get the hair flip all the time, right? So, yeah, I could see how it would be kind of contacting and just letting me know they're there. Can a spirit live within a willing host body? Can a spirit live within a living body?
Are you talking about a crossover?
Yeah, like, could
somebody
could,
wants to
could
end their life, and another spirit takes their place, like that?
That, but also in reverse, could a spirit embody somebody? In other words, could George Washington step into the body of Barack Obama and give him the Washington wisdom?
In that particular way, no, it's impossible. It's a universal law of protection that cannot be done. But if Washington is acting temporarily as a guide, one of his guides for him, which is entirely possible, he could kind of like overshadow him but not take him over like a channeler, for example, or become a different personality. But what Washington can do is channel some information to him to help him out, but he couldn't step into Barack's body, you know. No, not really.
Right. Yeah. Now, every so often, David, your sound kind of goes a little squirrely on me. I'm hoping that the people in the virtual studio and the listeners around the world are getting a good, clear signal. I have no way of monitoring whether this is going out exactly as I'm hearing it on the air. So let's hope that it's a good, clear signal. And it's probably just because we're going 90 minutes and we're very, very busy right now. We'll throw out the number one more time, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. If you have a question for David or you would like a reading, by all means, call in. Come up onto the dashboard so we can hook you up with David. Or if during the evening you hear something that has a resonation with you, that resides within your mind, that you need clarification on, contact David, Google him, David Baker, on Google, and go to his website, and I'm sure he'll fill in the blanks, so to speak. Now, when making a connection with a spirit, David, do you have set protocols that you have to go through before proper connection is made, or do they automatically seem to know where your focus is, where your person is looking for, that spirit you're looking for? Do you have a protocol?
If it's in a reading, whoever comes through comes through, and anytime you're looking for a spirit, there's no guarantee that they will be available, no matter who it is you're looking for, what method, for example. But most of the time, the ones I'm looking for do come through. However, if it's in a reading, you know, as always, anytime I make spirit contact, communication, certain things that I do, if it's a reading, I go through Wild Trouble or the show to do a little meditation, to, you know, ground myself, protect myself, to raise my vibration. I open up my chakras and clean my chakras, drink water and all that, and, you know, raise my vibration through relaxation and visualization and so forth. And I can do that, and that's what breaches the barrier to the spirit world, more or less. But since it's natural with me, I could be sitting in a cafe, having a cup of coffee, and give somebody a reading just as well. On a cruise ship, I was drinking some wine after dinner, had a few glasses of wine, I was going to go to bed, and somebody started talking about something, I gave them a great reading. I don't know how I do it, but I know that the best way is the clearest, best way, especially for, you know, when I'm doing long readings or shows or whatever, it takes a lot of energy, is to prepare for it ahead of time by doing that. I can actually raise my vibration instantaneously and do all that, but it's better to take your time and do it, focus and do it properly. But yes, there are preparations for that, for sure.
Excellent. 347-324-3287 is the call-in line number tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we do invite your calls. Call in, ask questions of David, get a free reading, cost you nothing. You don't get that very often nowadays. And down in the virtual studio, we have a number of people in there anonymously as guest numbers. We do invite you to take time to register with Blog Talk Radio as a listener, and that gives you more of the bells and whistles so that you can enjoy the show much more easily than just being a guest with limited access to the show. So guests, make sure you register as registered listeners. Mark us as a favorite. Rate our show. We invite the ratings on our shows and on our archives all of the time. David, as you know, our listeners are very active, and we receive emails asking questions of the spirit world all the time. I've taken some of those questions, and a number of these questions sent to us before the show from all parts of the Blog Talk empire. Do you feel like running through a few?
I'd be most happy to, Colin. That's part of the reason I'm here. I get a lot of readings, but not always a lot of questions, so my pleasure.
Okay. Question number one comes from Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland. Is it possible to make contact with a spirit who I have never met, a relative from before I was born?
Yes, it's totally possible. They have met them. They just don't remember it in this life. But it's possible to be here on Earth, and perhaps, unless you don't have the gift or whatever, and, you know, you're not going to do a reading or something like that, or a seance or whatever, but it's very possible that you have a conversation with them in the most common way, and the easiest way for spirit to get through to many is through a dream, or they may move a picture. If you take it out of the album and set it up, they may move that, give you a sign. You may hear them speaking to you when you're in a relaxed state, like washing dishes or laying down or something like that. But yes, it is. It's possible for that to happen if they have a...
Have I lost you there, David?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, okay. The audio was bouncing there. I can hear you fine, David. The audio was bouncing there for a few seconds, but it looks like...
Spirit energy messing with us.
Yeah, I think so. Next question is, if I make contact with a spirit, can regular contact be kept with that spirit, and could I talk to the spirit anytime I wanted?
That just doesn't happen. You see, unless it's their guides, the spirit guides, most people get annoying suddenly. They know something, and they know it comes from the spirit guide. Or they get a thought or hear something in their head, knowing that that's from, most commonly a spirit guide and occasionally a relative. But that type of communication which you speak of, they're left to live over there, and we have ours here, and they can't walk our path for us, even though as much as they'd like to help. Right. And unless it's somebody dealing with the spirit guides for something important, I'd say no.
Okay. Next question. Are spirits limited to their own issues, or can they deal with other issues outside of their own personal problems or issues?
They're not limited to their issues. On the other side, perhaps because of some of their issues that they didn't resolve here on Earth, they're trying to resolve on the other side, that they will actually deal with it by helping others with similar issues, thereby eventually resolving theirs. So I'd say most definitely yes.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, yeah, for sure. Next question, do spirits return by free will, or can you summon them even if they do not want contact?
Spirits can return by free will, and if they don't want contact, you'll never hear from them. Because
okay,
they have
David,
free will on the other side. Okay.
Right. Could you repeat that again, David, because your sound went kafuffy again.
Sorry about that. Yes, spirits have free will on the other side, as we have free will here. If one doesn't want to be contacted for any particular reason, you'll never hear from them.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does, yeah. So spirits would be more concerned with their own issues as opposed to other people's issues. Their primary focus of them trying to make contact would be for their specific issue as opposed to, right, as opposed to just a general contact.
Now, if somebody has contacted a spirit, or the opposite way, a spirit trying to get a hold of somebody, it's not for anything, that's really a waste of time. It'd be for,
right,
like in your case, something simple. You're not feeling really good, and then you sent your mother around, for example, and you feel better. Or, if you're really having a difficult time with your marriage or a child or something like that, you might sense some loved one from the other side trying to come to support you and help you out in any way they can. Those types of situations, they would come to assist out of love, naturally.
Right. Okay. Now, we talked extensively about apparitions on this show. An email from a regular listener kind of got my attention. This is Debbie in London, London, England. She wrote, "Each contact I seem to have with a deceased aunt results in some kind of temperature change in the vicinity when I am doing the reading. Chilled rooms, breezes. Can spirits manipulate our natural elements?"
Most definitely they can. Now, what she's reading is a spirit that's an earthbound spirit, a ghost, and not a crossed over spirit. When you have the earthbound spirits and you're doing that, you're activating energy, a lot of energy, which they are able to use. And once they do that and you feel their presence, their normal energy is cold energy of an earthbound spirit. And so that's totally normal, yes.
Right. And I do have 727 up on the board. 727, your first name, geographical location, please.
Hi, I'm Christine, and I'm in Florida.
Hi, Christine, Florida. And
yes.
Your question for David.
I do. David, thank you for taking my call. I spoke to you the other night about my son's passing. He was in a car accident. And I asked about the surviving boy. But I didn't ask about my son. I didn't know if he had any messages and how long maybe will he be around me. I don't feel him, but I know he's there.
Yes. You know, when that happens, and I understand this was fairly recent, am I correct?
Yes.
His passing was fairly recent, and that, let's see. He's up there with a couple other young men as well. And not only are they, you know, healing, but they're also are very concerned about the other boy that's still alive that didn't cross
right.
over. Yes. They're...
he's having a very hard time.
Yeah, they're trying to be around and support him as much as they can from what they can do. You know, they only have limited capacity of what they could do. But
okay.
they're also trying to get through to a lot of people. This gentleman that's there and the families and you. And just relax. He says that he will be coming around and you will get some definitive signs that it was him. And he's going to make a really great effort of it. It's going to be more than one sign and something physical that you will notice in addition to in the dream. And right now, you know, there's a lot going on, a lot of energy. He's with these other young men, and they're all trying to contact their families, and they're also trying to be around and support this. Now, is he still in the hospital?
No, he's home now.
He's home now. But he's bedridden right now?
He's up and moving, but not real good.
Okay.
He still has a lot
not
of mental issues. There's
yeah.
a lot of mental stuff still.
Yeah, I feel that that's what they're trying to do. And he doesn't want you to worry that everything is okay. He's giving me a thumbs up, A-okay, that he's all right. And he's saying he's more concerned about you and that other young man than he is about himself. And he's thankful for the prayers, and he also wants, you know, you to continue that, and also prayers for the young man that did survive the accident, the car accident.
Okay.
He said the prayers really help.
And
okay.
Christy, may I say again, I went through a very similar situation that you did, and right about now, although it's fresh as to what has happened, it'll never go out of your mind, but there is so much going on right now, Christy, it's probably difficult for you to focus on his energy.
Yeah.
And when things settle a little bit, when things become a little bit more of the norm, I think he will he'll tap you on the shoulder. He'll let you know he's there.
So then he'll be here for a while? Because I was told that spirits don't stay.
Yes, they generally, after a death, the average is 1 or 2 years for frequent visits before they start to taper off. Once they know that you're okay, they make a tremendous effort to do this, and they do it, you know, frequently for the first year or two. And so expect to get, you know, have visits from him. And when you're not even thinking about it, because I know your mind's on it quite a bit, when you're not thinking about it, in your relaxed state, you'll probably notice something for sure, because he's going to trying to figure out how he can do it for you to feel him. In fact, he's standing right behind you right now with his hands on your shoulders. And if you put your hands or when your hands up on your shoulder, you should feel a little warmth there. That's him standing behind you right now, and he's trying very hard to get through to you. Because he loves you so much and he's concerned about you.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go, Christy. I hope that helped, my dear. And I do share your pain, and I don't want to sound like Bill Clinton, but this is a very difficult time for you, and we do appreciate you calling in. And if you do need any further help or assistance, Night Zone is always here, or David Baker. You can go to his site, and I'm sure David will help you out some more. So, David, you say 1 or 2 years they will stick around and make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and make sure everybody's comfortable or has the ability to move on before the contact decays?
Yes, that's what I've got most of the time. That seems to be the norm. And in a lot of cases, too, where people eventually will calm down enough and they start to notice some communication. Sometimes people don't notice it, and they say this person hasn't visited, and I ask them, you see a rainbow at an unusual time or butterflies all the time or, you know, a penny on the ground all the time unexpectedly or certain other types of things that they really don't pay attention to. Then they start to think about it and say, why, yes, this is most unusual. And I said, well, they're telling me that they're trying to get your attention by doing these things, you know, by repetitively doing these things, and it's them.
Yeah, I can see that. Tell you what, David, we're going into the final eight, so I'll take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. How does that sound?
Sounds great to me.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
Just
for
405.
These guys
did a pass
like 2,000 feet above, just off the left side by a mile.
Not much question at all. But there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. Night Zone Radio is a research tool for those who wish to investigate, understand, and become informed on paranormal activity. The following information is presented in good faith as we continue to seek the truth, thinking outside the box. And we remind all listeners, KVN MTOR.
The program was originally aired live long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, many detection of crazy transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your play.
For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines as far as the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Your host, Colin Knight.
There's not much question at all. What there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone anymore. No truth.
David Baker is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. David is a certified medium, an angel therapy practitioner, and a Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium, taking your calls tonight, live on Night Zone Radio. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. We remind all of our listeners, KVN MTOR. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And as we move into the final 5 minutes of the show, so David, what have you got on your plate now? I know you're not idle, so you're either writing something, producing something, or going somewhere. David?
Hello?
Who?
Yeah,
yes, there you
come
are.
Back from the break too late.
You, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I caught you on the break a little early. So what are you up to, David? What's in the plans for David Baker over the next couple of months?
Next couple of months, I'll be writing chapters for this new book. I'm trying to, you know, polish it and finish it. I have more chapters to go. I've been trying to... I've succeeded in cleaning up the mess in my office, and I have just about finished with my website. Then I'm going to finish off the book. Once I get that going, I'm going to start doing group readings, medium demonstrations, and also classes for other people. And eventually, I may do a little traveling for some of those events as well. So I still have a lot going on in the works.
All right, let me nudge you a little bit. What's the new book about, David? And are you going to launch it on the Night Zone with me?
It's top secret. I have to kill you if I tell you. No, it's not no secret. I'm not sure. It could be. I have two books I'm working on, and how's this? Medium David Baker, The Journey Continues, where the other book left off, and the next one is Talking to Spirit. So the one I'm working on right now is going to bring people up to date to where I was, and then I'm going to tell people about things that happen and when people pass over and so forth, and for each particular issue, I'm going to give them examples of readings that I've done, you know, on the radio, in person, whatever, and I'll be mentioning all that. And then I'm going to have a section that people most frequently ask mediums. People ask me over and over again that they don't really know or understand. So I'm going to try to fulfill the request by putting that in the book as well.
I see. Good idea. I have one quick question that came in on text outside of the virtual studio from the Princess of Egypt is the handle. I know my parents... Oops. She's quite the typist. I know my parents will give me a hard time of my boyfriend of 4 years. He is 17 years older than me and has two kids. He wants me to come and ask them for my hand in marriage. Will he weather the storm? Will they accept him? How long will it take? And I don't have time for the rest of the question, but what's your answer to that question then, David?
Yes, there. I see a little shock coming from them in the beginning, and some issues there too. But I don't see anything that's major or that won't be overcome. And I'm feeling that this guy is really well-grounded, nice person, and that they will see that this person really cares, and everything eventually will turn out fine.
Oh,
thank God, I got good news.
Yeah, really, I'll say. David, as usual, it is an absolute pleasure having you with us, sir. And, of course, we're going to rebook you probably into the early part of November, just before the Christmas season. And I'm looking forward to talking to you at that time.
Wonderful, Colin. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I had a great time, too. We're staying in contact.
Really.
And anytime you'd like me to come back, I'll be available, I hope.
David, we always enjoy you. So thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate it.
All right. Good night, sir.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, David Baker, psychic medium, spirit guide. I suggest you go over to Google, David Baker, psychic medium, David Baker, and have a look at the stuff that David has on his website. You will not be disappointed. He's the real deal, the real meal, numero uno, and he's close in our hearts always. And we do appreciate David being with us, and we look forward to him being back with us again in November. Now, in the meantime, in between that, that's about it for the Night Zone this week. Now, pay attention to the upcoming listing to the Night Zone, because we are going to shuffle and shift slightly in the time factors to make sure that we encompass all people. And remember, Night Zone once a month. Watch for that listing going directly into the UK. That one is always a hot topic. In the meantime, in between time, that's it. That's all. Another edition of Night Zone Radio. Hey, bye. Hey, Night Zoners. Got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems, or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet.
This has been a Night Zone production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.